142, three of Aussie Tales On. Welcome back, Ryan, on the pod today.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Oz.
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, other than our audio issues, everything's fine.
Oh, that's a fucking movie on that one. All right, well, it's a good day outside. It's a little sunny outside. That's good. Snow's gone, so it's a good sun, right?
Hell yeah, sure is.
Absolutely. Well, it's been a while since we talked on the podcast. So Gonzaga ends the season playing the best ball of the season, in my opinion, with a 20-5 record, beating the ASSA out of St. Mary's in the WCC tournament in Vegas to score up 77-51 to get the bid to the NCAA. Your thoughts on the victory down there and also the season overall for the Zags?
Well, the WCC tournament was a masterclass in butt kicking, that's for sure. St. Mary's from start to finish had no chance, no answers. Yeah. I mean, they tried a little runs here and there, but Gonzaga is like, yeah, we're just going to answer those runs with our runs. So here you go. Yeah. St. Mary's kind of showed me that they're probably maybe a second round team, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
But they can't shoot the ball for crap. I mean, they're not a good shooting team at all.
Well,
defensively,
they can against us, believe it.
Yeah. But defensively, they're good. But offensively, you got to have an offense with your defense. Oh, you can't just have a defense. I mean, unless you're Virginia. And that year was just everybody couldn't make shit like that year. So Virginia won it, obviously, for that reason. But that's what kind of St. Mary's reminds me of this year is that title, that national champion Virginia team, where they were just so good on defense, but their offense was kind of mediocre. But the other teams they played didn't have good games.
Yeah.
So it kind of worked out for them. But that's kind of what St. Mary's reminds me of this year. Not that St. Mary's won the title, but.
Right. I was like, no.
They are not going to win the title. They probably, I'll be surprised if they get past the first round.
Yeah, VCU. Yeah,
VCU is a tough customer, man. That's tough for us.
I'll ask them on Sunday. They're good.
Oh, yeah, they whip the brakes off of Dayton there. And Dayton's no slouch team either. So.
No, not at all. Now, would you agree with me that the Zags are playing their best ball of the year in February and March now?
Oh, absolutely. This is the time where they need to play like this right now.
Yeah.
This is what championship teams are made of right here. If you are heading into their postseason hot on the trail, dude, watch out, everybody.
Yeah,
seriously. Yeah. I mean, I feel bad for Grand Canyon. They're not going to have – everybody says Grand Canyon's good. They are good, but they play in the WAC, dude.
They're good.
WAC's
the
worst.
Yeah.
WAC's one of the worst conferences. They're not even up there at all, you know?
Right.
I mean, they play, like, two good opponents in the WAC. Like, Sam Houston's pretty good, and what's the other team? Utah Valley. They're usually
pretty good. Usually.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's it. And New Mexico State, they're in a whole lot of trouble right now, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's a reason why they're the last game to be played on Saturday night. At
right.
On a Saturday night, so.
Because ain't nobody watching.
Ain't nobody going to bed.
Yep.
All right. Now, before we dive into the Zags bracket and matchup, let's talk about Drew Timmy, who passed Frank Burgess as the all-time points leader at Gonzaga. How good has Drew been at Gonzaga, and did you ever think that he would accomplish this when you first saw him in year one?
So, I mean, I'll go backwards a little bit. So, I mean, I saw Drew's high school tapes. I watched a lot of his high school stuff.
Did.
And
Yeah,
he was damn good in high school. So I knew he was going to eventually be a good player.
Yeah.
Did I think he would be at this level? Hell no, I did not.
No.
But God dang, man, he's a legend. I mean, he's the man. I mean, beating Frank Burgess, that record's been sitting there for like 30 some odd years or more.
Yep.
I mean, dude, yeah. I mean, the thing with Drew Timmy is like, it's not necessarily he can shoot the ball, but his footwork, man, that's just what throws every single person off he goes up against.
I know.
I mean, that's why he scores so easy and gets all these points. It's just he's so flashy on the feet, dude.
What makes it more impressive to me is that I'll let you finish your thought, but after I'm done, but is that Drew doesn't hit a lot of three pointers, and so most of his points are in the paint. So, you know, that's pretty impressive to see that from 2-point shooter, you know.
And honestly, I'm glad he doesn't. I mean, he may practice threes, but I don't care if he shoots them or not because he's so good in the paint. He don't need to shoot threes. It's not something he needs. But yeah, man. I mean, it's sucks to see him go.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, dude. He's the GOAT of Gonzaga basketball. This, in my opinion, I mean, he's probably the
100%
Mount Rushmore of Gonzaga players. He's the top one. He's the dude.
He's on the top of the list.
Absolutely.
Yeah. For he's done at Gonzaga as far as like his flair off the court too. It's like it's a whole package deal. I mean, he's a character, you know.
Absolutely. Now let's get a national title. Let's really cement the legacy now.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's go.
This year is the year to get it, man. Because like it's a very open tournament this year.
Well, if you notice how they're playing right now,
yeah,
they're not just filtering. They're not facilitating through Drew all the time. They're actually doing their own thing.
Yeah,
they're actually spreading the floor. They're actually, you know, guys that normally at the beginning of the season were afraid to shoot are now just not even afraid to shoot anymore. You know, like Hickman's just throwing them up and knocking them down. He don't care anymore. And Hunter Salas is becoming, you know, a lot more confident in himself.
Well, good to see. Yeah.
And Ben Gregg, dude, I mean, what the? We talked about on pods at the beginning of the year. We thought, I was telling you, I was like, I think he might do something this year. You're like, nah. But look at the hell he's done, dude. He's been the hype guy for us, man. He's been really coming in and just making plays and creating energy on the court.
So, oh yeah, we'll get to him in a couple minutes as well. Yep. But first, how pleased are you with the season that Anton has had the season, and why did the WCC snub him on the all WCC team this season?
Yeah, he should have been a first teamer.
Yeah.
Hands down, dude. He's been, this is his best year right here. This is the best year he's had in the Gonzaga uniform. He's a wall, dude. When you go up against him, I mean, defensively, he's just been a powerhouse, dude. And he's shooting a lot better too. He's taking more confident shots and actually shooting some threes and making them. So it's like,
he's been awesome this year, driving the ball, blocking it, dunking it, shooting threes. He's been amazing.
I think he's just ready to win a national title. He's like, I'm done with this shit. He's ready to win a national title. I can't go another national title game of losing. Yeah.
And how remarkable is the transformation though of Nolan Hickman from where we saw him in the very beginning of the season here, now he's like being awesome.
I give him a big old standing ovation, man. From what he was at the beginning of the year to what he is right now.
Yeah.
Total night and day difference. I mean, he's shooting the ball confidently. He's passing the ball confidently. He's playing damn good defense. He's always been pretty good defensively, but he's playing even better defense now. We're starting to get, I think Murphy's starting to instill a little defense on everybody. Like, hey, we got to be accountable on defense. We got to start putting our hands up. We got to start moving with them. We can't just let them blow by us. You know, we can't just leave the three open anymore. And they're not doing that, which is awesome.
Yeah, because like the last 2 months now, I think at least 2 months now, he's been not benched late in games.
Yep.
And he's been playing really, really well and like not turning the ball over, like barely at all. He's been under more control. It's been awesome to see him develop into a great player now.
Dude, yeah, he's going to be – I think he stays another year, of course.
Yep.
I think he tests the draft waters and gets feedback. I think he does do that.
Yeah.
But I think he definitely comes back for another year. And next year he's going to smoke fools, dude. He's going to he's gonna be a whole other beast next year, I'm telling you right now. I'm calling
him. Can't wait for it. All right, now we get to Ben Gregg again. Coming into the season was very raw and green, and honestly, I didn't have much hope for him this season. However, he's been a godsend and has been lethal from deep and great on defensive boards. What are your thoughts on his remarkable year of the season so far?
Well, I did say at the beginning of the year that he might do something. I did say that. Kind of called it. Halfway called it.
Kind of.
Did I expect him to do this? No, not any way, shape, or form. I thought he would do better this year, but man, he's like turning into like almost starting quality. I mean, he's getting good, man. I think he'll be still, I don't know if he'll be starting next year. I think he'll still be on the bench, but he'll come off a roll.
Depends who we get. Yeah.
Dude, but man.
Yeah.
His defense has been so damn good. And he shoots those threes so confidently, man. He doesn't even hesitate. He just goes up, throws it up, bam. He's definitely someone we need somebody to step up off that bench, and he's done it. Him and Salas have both done it.
Like you're shocked when he doesn't make a 3-point shot. It's like shocking when he misses one, you know.
Dude, I'm just every time he makes a shot and does something good, I'm just cheering for him, man. Like, this is awesome. This is so fantastic. I mean, this a guy who came to Gonzaga last year out of high school.
Yeah, out of high school.
You know,
in high school.
Right during the high school year still.
yeah, yeah. It's crazy. So,
I mean, yeah, dude, they're doing, the staff is doing great with him and developing him.
Yeah, not a fan of his, if his hair, dude, is like his mullet kind of thing going, but you know, whatever works for him, you know, whatever's working for him.
Get the mohawk, the mole.
Is it mohawk? Yeah, mohawk. Yeah, mohawk. Yeah.
Yep.
No, not 90s anymore, but you know, he's rocking it now, so it's all
it's
good.
Working for him.
It is. Speaking of not working for him, BYU is leaving the conference without one regular season title or tournament title. When it comes down to it, what will you remember most of the time in this conference from BYU?
This laughing I'm doing is what I'm going to remember the most. Oh, God, dude. Like,
yeah.
Dude, all the crap they talked about us, and all the crap they gave us, dude, I'm laughing at them because, dude, all the whole, was it 10, 12 years that they were in the WCC, they couldn't name one stinking little title. Like, one, not regular season, not conference. I mean, like, how? Like, they had some damn good teams over the years, some pretty damn good teams. And they still couldn't do it. So, don't let the door hit you on the way out. Enjoy being the bottom dweller in the Big 12. Enjoy the basement, buddies, because that's what's going to happen.
I mean, I just enjoy them, like, talking shit on, like, on the basketball court, you know, like, being all pompous and arrogant and stuff.
Yeah.
But they just, they're... bark is more than their bite, you know. That's basically what it is.
Yeah,
and
it really is.
They joined the WCC. Let me see if I can find it here. Oh, here we go. Let's see. It doesn't really. I don't know. It doesn't really say.
What are you looking for?
I was trying to find out when BYU. Came into the league. I think it was like 12 years ago, I think, or 10, 11.
It says...
I couldn't find it. Yeah.
WCC. Yeah, they just... I'm going down here.
Yeah, I don't know where that's all right. I don't know.
That was there, right? I think so.
What's that? Yeah.
I think they're in the Mountain West.
Mountain West.
So that was 2009.
Yeah.
So that would have been, let's see, 2019. No, sorry, hang on.
I believe they came
in. Yeah, I'm really not.
I think they came in right after the Fredette year, I think. So whatever that year was, they came in right after that. So.
July 1st, 2011. Just found it.
Oh, okay. That's hard to find. It's like, where the hell? Okay. So we're here for what? 13 years, man. Wow. That's sad for them. Yeah.
Definitely. Moon won a single flipping title. Not one.
Not one.
That is wild.
Not one regular season champ. Not one tournament. Oh, it's a beautiful thing.
Dude, they were the king. They were the kings of the Mountain West, dude. They were winning those titles all the time. And then they come to a lesser conference, almost a lesser conference, you know, compared, at that time at least, and still couldn't win a title. Because guess what? Oh. We were in the way.
Gonzaga is king of the West Coast.
Oh, yes, sir.
Of the West Coast, I should say, as well. All right. Now we go into the tournament this week here on Friday. But Gonzaga is West Region playing Friday at 4:35 as the 3 seed versus number 14 seed Grand Canyon University of Las Vegas, or I think around that area anyway, Nevada. And Dan, your thoughts on the game here coming up on Friday?
So I don't want to be that guy, but Grand Canyon is in Arizona.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, they're not going to win. Yeah, they're not going to win. I mean, they might be competitive for the first few minutes, like most of those, you know.
Most teams? Yeah.
Yeah, most mid-major teams that are, because Gonzaga is really not a mid-major to me anymore.
No.
So these little mid-major teams, yeah, they'll hang for a few minutes. I think eventually we'll take over.
Oh, yeah.
But they're no slouch team either. I'm not going to say they're a slouch team because they're really not, but yeah, they're not. I mean, I think of this game as like the Georgia State game. That's what I'm going to kind of compare this to. Georgia State's good. But they're not nearly as good as Gonzaga.
Not even close.
Yeah, I think it's going to be one of those games where it stays close for a little bit and then just pulls away at the end.
Yeah.
It's going to be too much bench.
Yeah.
It's
like,
oh, yeah.
Too much depth, too much talent. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
All right.
And Scott Drew's brother for, you know, Scott Drew for Baylor, his brother's the head coach of that team.
Is it Bryce Drew?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, he's the coach for them. Okay.
Yep.
There you go. Fantastic. All right. Now, I will name off the teams and give your thoughts on the team, our region itself, and then we'll go from there. All right. So we have Gonzaga. We have Kansas, Howard, Arkansas, Illinois, Mary's, BCU, UConn, Iona, TCU, ASU, or Nevada, Northwestern, Boise State, and UCLA and UNC. Ask your thoughts on our chances to win this bracket.
I'm going to go game by game really faster, just real quick. So Kansas, yeah, Howard has no chance. That's a 30-point blowout. Good night.
Yeah.
I say if Arkansas plays like they played a few games really well, I think they'll win, but Illinois is going to be a tough out for them.
Yeah.
I picked Illinois in that one. I got VCU for the upset on good old St. Mary's.
I'm not going to look at the Gales. Well, I have them as well. BCU.
The fails.
The fails.
I'm bold on this one. This is a ballsy pick, but I got Iona upsetting UConn.
Okay.
I've got VCU and Iona in the second round.
There you go.
TCU will win. We will win. Northwestern, I think, beats Boise ultimately.
Yeah.
And then I think UCLA, of course, wins that one. So then we got second round. I got Kansas over Illinois. I've got Iona over VCU. Iona's making a run.
Mm-hmm.
I got, of course, Gonzaga beating TCU, even though people think TCU will beat us. I'm like, dude, TCU has no bigs, dude. And we got some bigs. You know, good luck.
I know.
And then UCLA. So I think we have a rematch in the Sweet 16 with UCLA. I think we beat UCLA again.
Yep.
And then we got a date with Kansas, and we beat Kansas again. And then we got Texas, and we're going to get revenge.
I hope we can, but I know the Longhorns win it all this year. Just out of spite, I don't want to be the guy that says, oh, every time I pick Gonzaga, they always lose. So I want to pick a different team just to see what happens here.
Yeah, I'm just looking at my Gonzaga winning bracket. If I go to my, like, straight up, just every, you know, realistic bracket, yeah, I don't have Gonzaga winning it all yet. But
Yeah, I have them losing to Kansas in the Elite Eight, but you never know, though.
Yeah, Texas could be one of those teams that don't get past the Sweet 16, though. Texas is good, but they're – you've noticed towards the – in this.
Yeah. Well, they beat – Texas. They beat on Kansas pretty badly, though, in the Big 12 tournament. So see how it goes there.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Just still with me, Oz?
I am now, okay. Yeah. Yeah, you're cutting out a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, so I think, I think we can beat Kansas. I think it's a winnable
game. I do too.
I think it'll be a close battle. It'll be a dogfight.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have some good guys on the team, like Grady Dick and Jalen Wilson. And they have some good dudes on that team. So.
They have great players there, yeah.
They have a hell of a shooting team. So.
Oh, yeah. I think we have a good chance to actually either get Elite Eight or Final Four, you know, so we'll see where we go. Exactly. All right, now, finally, before we get into the corner, what will be the keys to the game versus Grand Canyon?
To the game. Well, for starters, they have to contain Drew Timmy, which they will not. Yeah. They can double him and do whatever the hell they want all night because – they double him in size. They're going to have guys to kick out to the wing and just shoot the three or shoot the mid-range.
Mm-hmm.
The pace is going to be – they have to control the pace. They have to slow down the game, and they're not going to be able to do that either. I mean, just you see how fast we go in transition. I mean, it's like a track meet.
And
we've always been that way. So
Well, the refs can, though. The refs can slow the pace
down. Oh, yeah. They can do their WCC refs, of course, because they're a bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
But, yeah, ultimately, yeah, I mean, those are the keys. I think just those two things, slowing the pace, stopping Drew Timmy, and that's all about the only things they can do to really even stay close. If they don't do that or one of those things, it's good night, Irene.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. All right, we'll get into food corner, the random, and then we'll end the podcast here. All right. What is the best waffle you have ever had?
Best waffle, probably Belgian. Those are my favorite.
All right. Well, I'm going to go a little higher than that. I'm going to go waffles plus on Monroe. The all American waffle. It's vanilla ice cream, whipped cream, strawberries, blueberries, syrup. Ooh.
That sounds delicious.
Real nice. Yeah. It's fantastic. It's huge too, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, most waffles I eat are at home. We don't eat breakfast out too much. We do go to, if you ever heard of Benny's, it's in Cheney. They have really good Eggs Benedict. We eat there a lot.
I have not been to Cheney in a long time.
Yeah, but they got some damn good breakfast there. Jenny's on Sprague here in the Valley. They got really good breakfast too. And all you can eat hash browns. Yes.
Oh, there you go. I love hash browns. There you go. Fantastic. Yeah. All right. If you owned a food truck, what type of food would you like to sell?
Oh, barbecue, man. I love barbecue. So that's
barbecue. Okay. I like barbecue as well. But for me, I go tacos, burritos, nachos, Mexican. That's always a big seller.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't go wrong there either. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. What is your favorite flavor of cookie?
Ooh, that's a good one because there's a lot of good cookies out there. Sure is. Are we talking traditional or just kind of whatever? Just
sort of,
if it's not traditional.
Whatever your flavor of cookie is. Mine is peanut butter, number one. Not even close. Yeah,
mine's going to have to be red velvet cookies. Ooh. Those are so good. Super good.
Those are fantastic. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
My number two, though, would be chocolate chip as well. Chocolate chip is my number two of all time. Yeah.
Oh, heck yeah. My number three would be sugar cookies. Love sugar cookies.
Sugar. Oh, yeah. I love. Oh, yes, sir. So good. And they're good for you, too, as well. You know, they're good for
heck
you as well.
Just a lot of sugar.
A lot of sugar. Yep. Finally, for my food questions, then we'll go to random. What is your least favorite tasting candy bar?
Ooh, I love this one. I'm gonna have to say, and I probably a lot of people may not agree with me, but I'm gonna have to say Snickers. I'm not a Snickers guy.
Oh.
Yeah, not a Snickers guy.
What's the best? Oh.
Nah, not for me.
Mine is universally hated, I think, by a lot of people. Almond Joy. Not a fan of the Almond Joy.
I don't like that either. Yeah,
I like almonds, but that just, no.
Man, yeah, almonds are good, but they're not that candy bar is not a joy.
It's more of a downer, for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, indeed. All right, now I'll give you my random question, and then give me one up if you have one as well after I'm done. But if you could eliminate any talk show, daytime or late night, from existence, from all time, what would it be, and why?
I'd say The View. Because they're all annoying, and they all have strong opinions, and they think they're better than everybody, and they're just not very nice on TV. And all they do is argue with each other. So, yeah, that's just not good TV. So, The View. Bye-bye.
Yeah, mine would be the Rosie O'Donnell show way
back. Oh, yes. Goodbye to her, too. She's crazy.
Like, when I was a kid, I watched every show, but, like, looking back, I was like, why did I watch that show?
Yeah, I can't stand.
All she did was say, my Tommy. My Tom is like Tom Cruise. I thought I did not know she was gay at the time. I thought she was like straight. Like my Tommy boy. I was like, oh God.
Yeah.
Just annoying herself.
Very arrogant, and she thinks she's still popular. It's like, dude, you had a sitcom in the early 90s, and then after that, you did nothing else. So no one cares about you. Sorry.
I don't remember her show at all either.
Rosie O'Donnell show. Yeah, I know there's like a sitcom show she had, and then that.
I wasn't aware of that one, so I guess that's good for me. I guess I didn't know about it. But my number two though would be easy, Dr. Phil, because he's just who cares?
Go ahead and tell me about that. How do you feel about that? I'm not a big Dr. Phil guy either.
Number two, if you had a choice between number two.
Yeah, let me think of another one. That would be
Springer.
Bye bye.
Jerry Springer. Jerry's,
oh, Jerry was great. Jerry. Heck yeah, dude.
He had some wrestling moments on the stage there at times.
That's some fun entertainment once in a while. I would have to say also another one would probably be Maury Povich.
I'm going to say Maury,
You I don't are like the father. Whole, yeah, that's just all those shows are about. Like, you know,
you are the father.
women who had five different dudes and can't figure out who the dad is. It's like, you can go on national TV and embarrass yourself. Like, come on, dude. No.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bad platform. Exactly.
I watched more here and there when I was a kid, but like, it's all right.
Yeah, I never all right. Fan.
And finally, what is your random question?
Well, mine's gonna be, I think one here.
Okay.
Would you rather have a dog or a cat?
If I have a cat, I would say cat. I love cats. Yeah.
We have a dog here, but I do like. I like dogs, but I like cats more.
I like dogs too, but just cats are they. You have to earn their love. You know, they're not gonna catatow to you every day once you walk in the room.
Affection.
You know,
cats are smarter too. They have more of an intelligence about them. I mean, dogs are smart too, but cats are a lot smarter.
My cat is pain in the ass, but.
We have an older Chihuahua here, and all he does all day is just want to go outside and eat snow and go to the bathroom like five different times. That's hilarious.
That's funny. All he wants to do is eat all day. She meows for treats at like 10 a.m. It's like, not time for treats yet. Not until 4 o'clock.
So here, have some catnip and go away.
Just now, she fall asleep, you know?
Right.
Exactly. And right. And finally, before we get into, now we'll close the podcast out right here, right now. Just your final thoughts on going to the Madness, I guess, starts today, but I guess starts on Thursday for real. But your thoughts going to this tournament here in March?
Just as a whole, I mean, I think there's some intriguing games here. You know, yeah. I think one of the fun, let me go back here to the first round, folks. Just want to see if we look to double check it again. So I think the really competitive games, the upset potentials are like Charleston over San Diego State. I think they can win that one.
That's
Charleston.
My game right there. That's my game right there to win.
Yeah, San Diego State got a bad draw on that one.
They sure did.
I think, honestly, I mean, call me crazy, I think Furman has a chance to beat Virginia.
Okay.
I say, let's see what I think of the other ones. I mean, there's some really good matchups here. I mean, competitive ones.
I'm thinking USC over Michigan State, round one.
I like that one. I like that one.
Yeah.
Let's see what other. I've got Kentucky winning, unfortunately. I got Oral Roberts potentially beating. I got them over Duke.
First round?
Yeah. Heck yeah, man.
If it happens, I'd be very happy about that. But I don't know about that one though.
And Kent State in Indiana—that's another one you got to watch for.
I have that one too. I have Kent State to win that one too.
Because Gonzaga is way better than Indiana and Kent State, man. They play Gonzaga to the limit, so I mean they're good. Texas will blow out Colgate. I mean the toothpaste school. We already talked about St. Mary's. They're probably going to not win that one.
One and done.
Let's see what else. Yeah, other than that, I mean, the rest of them draw pretty close competitive games, so I'm pretty excited. I think Drake could potentially beat Miami, but I think Miami's going to be too strong.
The guy from Jim Rome show called in about Drake going to Sweet 16 or early.
Out of all these teams, all those 12 seed, the higher seed teams, I think the team that could probably do it the most is Charleston.
Oh, yeah. I don't think SDSU is a very good team to begin with. So,
yeah, I agree. I don't think San Diego State. I mean, look how they played in the Mountain West tournament. Yeah, they did well in the championship, but the game before that against Boise, that was a tough out for them, dude. I mean, they let Utah State back in the game a few times too, and they almost lost. So,
Utah State's crap too. They're crap.
They got a 10 seed. Like, really? Should have gave him like 11 or 12, get real.
Like, how did you get in the tournament to begin with?
Right, dude. I mean, they're like Rutgers would have been a better team to be in the tournament.
Oh, yeah.
By far. Rutgers beat some good teams this year, and they beat Purdue, so they should have been in. But I'm kind of disappointed in that one.
Yep. Anything more about any NBA topics in the NBA talk do you have interest in?
Right now NBA isn't really much to talk about. I think the Kyrie and Luka show is half not working out, half kind of working out.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen much that tells me that they're any better, but.
Yeah.
And then, that's about it. I got nothing. What about you? You got any NBA stuff? Because I got nothing.
My team isn't really doing that well as of late. They went from the 8th seed to the 13th seed in like 3 days. And they lost Dame. And Dame was out last game. This was against the Pelicans, which they got curb stomped. And then they're playing the Knicks tonight. So, you know.
Yikes. The Knicks are pretty good.
We hope we just lose out the rest of the games and not even worth it being like the 9th seed or 10th seed right now.
Yeah,
just out and get a good pick, you know.
Absolutely. I got one thing I can say is the Kings, man, they're playing so damn good.
Oh.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, light the beam, man. They're fucking doing great.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I found out who will be doing our game for the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to look it down here. Gonzaga. Let's see. I think I passed it. 435. Here we go. Who the fuck? Okay.
Iron Eagle. Iron Eagle.
Sure. I wish.
I know, me too.
His son win the game.
That'd but cool.
We have Lisa Byington.
Who the hell's that?
I have no idea. Steve Smith. Avery Johnson.
Steve Smith, the NBA player, Steve Smith?
Yeah.
Hawks legend? Okay.
Hawks legend. Avery Johnson. Right. And oh, our favorite guy in the world, Andy Katz.
Oh, God. Yuck. Yeah. Avery Johnson, I'm okay with. He's all right. Steve Smith, I'm cool with. Andy Katz, I don't want to hear him talk about Gonzaga ever again because he always had bad takes.
Yeah.
You know, we got to listen to him. I'm going to put this. Oh, God. We got to listen to that guy.
I don't have to. I'll have my headphones on.
Yeah, and the Lisa chick. I guess we'll find out who she is, see if she's any good.
Right. Well, I guess you guys
know.
You'll find out if she's good.
Oh, I have nothing against women doing announcing because there's some women that are actually really damn good at it.
Dorothy Burke.
She's fantastic.
Oh.
Who else is really freaking good?
That girl from ESPN, the Mullins chick, she's good too.
Yep, she's really
Beth
good.
Beth Mullins, she's great.
And you know who? I mean, she's a coach now, but she did a little something for a little bit. Becky Hammond, she did a little analyst type thing for a minute. Yeah,
okay.
And she has such a mind, dude. Good mind for basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, now she's winning titles in WNBA. I think she'll be an NBA coach one day, though.
I thought she might stick around for Popovich to retire, but who knows when he'll go. So. I don't know.
Yeah, I think when he goes, she's the one that takes over. I just my opinion, but because they have such a close connection.
I think so too.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
And before we get out of here, thanks for your time again. What are your thoughts on the Suns getting Kevin Durant and then like a game in? He's out like 4 weeks now with his ankle.
Oh, man. Okay, so here's the thing with Kevin Durant. I like Kevin Durant. I mean, I think he's a fantastic player, but he's high risk, high reward player.
Yeah.
You know, if he's healthy, you're going to get yourself one of the best players in the NBA. If he's hurt, you're just wasting your money and a draft pick, and you're not going to win as many games. They show him last night. Phoenix lost last night. So it's like.
A good day. Okay.
I think they lost. Let me double check. It was night or night before. Let me double check here.
Okay.
I'm going. Let me find out. Hang on.
Yeah.
Going to NBA, let's see. Monday, Suns. Yeah, they lost to the Warriors 123-112.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, so, I mean, having him hurts. Klay Thompson had 33 points, of course. And
Steph, probably not too
Steph had 23.
Yeah.
Jordan Poole had 20. So, I mean, yeah. Booker had 32 and lost still. That sucks.
32 points?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's a good – if he can get healthy, man, that's going to be a great get for him. But right now he's not showing – I mean, it's not being proven right now.
So. Right. As of right now, watching the NBA this year, as you have as well, mm-hmm. Are you getting any closer to honing into any team for next season?
Man, no, I'm going to wait till next season. I think I'm just going to play this year out, see what happens, and
okay.
maybe
okay.
choose a team.
Maybe for the team. Maybe.
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 Maybe. Yeah. Or just kind of go with the players I like and just follow, watch them, you know, just mm-hmm. watch games, enjoy basketball. But I don't know. It's tough,
yeah,
man.
I just enjoy watching the players. I watch the team every night that I can without going to like a tofu, you know, and like It's just easier access when you want to root sports, you know?
Oh, what the heck. And just announced, Drew Timmy, AP All-America second team 7 minutes ago. Second team.
I saw that like a half an hour ago.
Yeah, freaking Marcus Sasser over Drew Timmy. Are you fucking kidding me, dude? Zach Edey, yes, he deserves that as much as I don't think he's that great. He deserves it, though. Trace Jackson Davis was a beast this year. Jalen Wilson, of course, was a beast. And Brandon Miller, of course, he was a beast. But what the hell? That's bullshit.
Second team All-American.
Huh. Oscar Tshiebwe got second team as well.
He's fantastic, too. He's
going to be so good in the NBA, dude. Oh. He's going to be super good.
Yeah. But yeah, and I think who was it? Sasser over Timmy first? Oh,
what the fuck?
Be kidding me. Really? Well,
Sasser's good, but goddamn, he's not better than Drew Timmy.
Well, I guess that there's a guy who's on the first, who's on the top team in America. I guess they'd be on the first team. I guess.
Yeah, this doesn't mean shit. Come on, Gonzaga's a top 10 team. Let's get real here.
Exactly.
Then you got Azulis Tubelis for Arizona. You got Jalen Pickett for Penn State. Jaime Jaquez. UCLA, and that's the second team, and then Tshiebwe.
Yeah. Okay, and Timmy and Drew as well. Okay, well, that's not bad. Well, this was fun. And we'll do it again next week, and hopefully we're talking about a Zags team in the Sweet 16 by the time we talk next Tuesday or Wednesday. Hello? All right, that's all for me. Signing off. Have a good day. Peace out.